take your life to the next level. Freedom. Your business, your fitness, your dreams. Freedom. Let's go. What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Carvey, Inspiration Engineer. You already know what it is. Welcome back to another episode of the Daily Motivation Podcast, where we talk about empowerment, encouragement, where we affirm the greatness of life into life, where we make things happen and we awaken others into what is possible for them. Today is going to be a different type of episode. It's going to be very short, very brief, but it's going to be powerful. And you say, well, why is it going to be so powerful, Carvey? Well, great question. It's going to be powerful because we're going to actually do an action today, and I've got a challenge for you today. Are you ready? Ooh, they're like, okay, Carvey, give it to me. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. If you don't know this yet, you will soon learn it because I've tested it. Now, this is biblical scripture. It says that we reap what we sow, which means that you harvest what you plant. Whatever you plant, the seed, whatever you put in the ground, you get back a return. And you say, well, what do you mean, Carvey? Think about it like this. When you put a seed in the ground, you don't get a seed back, right? You don't get that. You put a seed in the ground, you get a crop back. Like, that's the way it works. Now, that is universal law. That's the way the whole universe works as far as creating ripple effects and by putting in, getting back. That is how it works. So, I've got a challenge for you today.
Are you enjoying today's episode of the Daily Motivation Podcast? Well, head on over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Carvey, CAUVEE, to show your support and keep the show going. You can subscribe for as little as $2 a month, all the way up to receiving weekly coaching with Carvey at $600 a month and everything in between. Get motivation music, empowerment, join the group and the community, and so much more. Now let's get back to the show.
I challenge you to go reach out to somebody you don't know and build a conversation. Have a conversation, whether it's social media, whatever it is. Figure out something that they want to accomplish in their life and support them on that, okay? A simple way to do this could be just buying maybe a book for somebody or figuring out what they learn or what they like learning and then just buy them a book. Like, hey, I'm going to get you this book. I'm going to support you in this endeavor. I'm going to get you the book. Or buying somebody a coffee or a tea or a smoothie or buying somebody a meal. What can you do to plant a great seed today and go do it? Now, here's the thing. We are not doing it for the world to give us praise. That is not the goal, right? Because a lot of people will go do some charity work or they'll go do some giving work. And then they're like, look at what I did. Let me share what I did for the notoriety. If you promote what you did, you lose the treasure in heaven. So we want to keep that on the low. But what we do want to know is that you took the challenge, you accepted the challenge, and you did it. So don't tell us the deed that you did. Just tell us, hey, I accept the challenge in the comments and then say, I did it, right? And then you get that treasure. So that is what today's is a challenge for you to go find somebody you do not know. Part one of the challenge. Find someone you don't really know, but you're connected to. Have a conversation, part two. And number three, support them with something where you invest from your wallet or your purse into their life. Let's go. Are you ready for the challenge? Do you accept the challenge? If you do, let me know. Carvey, I accept the challenge. And let us know when you've completed it. Until the next time, it's your boy, Carvey. I want to thank you again for joining me on the Daily Motivation Podcast. Make sure to comment, leave us a 5-star review, and tag a friend so we can keep the daily motivation going. Yeah, I appreciate you so much, and until the next episode.